I read aloud a poem a night. And this week I'm reading poems by Marge Piercy. Tonight's is called Cats Like Angels. Cats, like angels, are supposed to be thin. Pigs, like cherubs, are supposed to be fat. People are mostly in between. A knob of bone sticking out in the knee you might like to pad. A dollop of flab hanging over the belt. You punish yourself. One of those rubber balls kids have that come bouncing back off their own paddles, rebounding on the same slab. You want to be slender and seamless as a bolt. When I was a girl, I loved spiny men with aesthetic grimaces, all elbows and words and cartilage, ribbed like cast-up fog-grey hulls, faces to cut the eyes blind on the glittering blade, chins of Aegean prows bent on piracy. Now I look for men whose easy bellies show a love for the flesh and the table, men who will come in the kitchen and sit, who don't think peeling potatoes make their penis shrink, men with broad fingers and purple figgy balls, men with rumpled furrows and the slightly messed look at ease of beds recently well used. We are not all supposed to look like undernourished 14-year-old boys, no matter what the fashion's ordained. You are built to pull a cart, to lift a heavy load and bear it, to haul up the long slope. And so am I. Peasant bodies, earthy, solid, shapely, dark glazed clay pots that can stand on the fire. When we put our bellies together, we do not clatter, but bounce on the good upholstery.